The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you are on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show once again. It is Saturday, September the 18th, with the day that this show first airs. A lot has happened this past week, as you may know from watching the news, and it's probably one of the most significant proposed tax acts anyway. We're not sure how much of it will actually progress and become law, but boy, there's some doozy provisions in the draft that was released this past week. So we're going to spend this show speaking about what is included in the draft legislation, and then for part of the show, I'll give you all the reasons why it may not come to life. There's significant contention amongst the Democrats, who, as you know, have the ability to ram tax legislation or other legislation through Congress due to their majority, effectively their majority position. That said, we've got a little thing called an election coming up here in the next year, which is like next week, the way congressmen think, or congresswomen. And so they're very sensitive, many of them that are in what we would refer to as the swing districts, where it might go either Democrat or Republican, to be associated with raising people's taxes. And it's a lot of raising that's going on with this draft provision. It absolutely is just hard to believe some of the overreach that's being proposed and all the bazookas that are being used to kill gnats in the overall context. I wanted to just give my disclaimer here so we can get moving. Be a Planner, Nathan Ross, Nathan Ross CPAs, or NP Ross CPAs, any of the websites we may have content on, other radio shows, podcasts, etc., does not, just because you hear, read, or otherwise come to learn of the content and the information, we are not your tax strategist, tax planner, CPA, preparer, etc., because of your coming into contact with that information until we've actually received enough information from you to understand your facts and circumstances and you've decided, or we mutually have decided, to engage. That's when we'll initiate a client relationship. And as far as discussion of tax issues, as we do every week, just understand that the discussions, content, et cetera, is current as we know it, but we may have missed something. We could actually be wrong occasionally, depending on the our understanding of what the facts and circumstances are. And so just understand that when we discuss tax rules and tax questions and answers, the answer is really maybe to whatever the question is until we know enough to determine in your specific facts and circumstances what the real answer is. And I would always suggest that regardless of which show or which podcast, which website you think you read something or hear something that applies to you and might be a good strategy, please always consult with your current advisors and make sure that that information, one, is current, up to the minute, and two, that it actually applies to your facts and circumstances, because many times it does not. And these are serious matters when it involves your pocketbook. So anyway, If you would like to ask questions today as you're listening, you've got several options. You can either call the station here at 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. You can email me at Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at npross.com. Or you could text me at 713-782-1900. I've got windows up on all fronts. I'll try to keep up with what's coming in and out real time. And then if you would like to discuss how we might be able to work with you in your specific facts and circumstances, feel free to go to our website at BA Planner. That's BEAPLANNER.com website. And you will be able to complete our client intake forms there. You'll see top right, you'll see a link for that. And then there's also a link to schedule a call with me. And I'll be happy to have an introductory call, no charge, obviously, to figure out enough about you as to whether it makes sense for us potentially to engage. And our milestone strategy, the 401 Trust, I also offer to do an illustration of that for your facts and circumstances that's very similar to the illustration that you'll see there at the bottom of that homepage, so that you can understand what the future holds. Now, I'll say right now that that illustration does not anticipate whatever rule changes we end up with, and that's assuming we end up with any. I think it's a safe bet that we'll end up with something, although on the other hand, boy, whatever partisan agreement we had a month or so ago, or 2 months ago maybe now, you lose track with all the comings and goings. Boy, is it unraveling real time right before our eyes, not just between Republican and Democrat, but within the factions of the Democratic Party themselves, which they've got little room for error to be able to thread the needle here in a timely fashion, if at all. And it's interesting. Some of the competing factions, and I guess as an old-timer, I go all the way back to the Ronald Reagan days and then some, but that's Ronald Reagan was president when I started my CPA practice, and watching the dynamics in Congress between a majority and minority party, and even in cases where one party controls all three branches, I think I've seen that on both sides in my 36 years as an accountant. It's always interesting how it's the it's not intuitive, as you might think, that just because one party controls all three branches or even one branch, that the results are what you would expect. Because it's interesting how all of a sudden the members of the party that's in control, they all get their little power systems going over their specific turf that they guard, and sometimes they're more difficult to deal with than the opposition. And speaking of Reagan, Reagan was very successful in reaching across the aisle, as they say, to negotiate the Tax Reform Act of 1986 with Tip O'Neill, the Speaker of the House at that time. And I guess it's ironic that probably would have been one of the most voluminous or historic tax acts before this one, if this passes. So anyway, okay, well, I hear the music. We're coming up on the first break. Again, if you'd like to get a question in, 281-558-5738. We'll be right back. This is not a
one-night stand. Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700, KSEV.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers are the Voice of Texas.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner.
Lord, I tried to be forgiving.
And, you know, I was mentioning earlier the draft text to the proposed new tax law, the $3.5 trillion, or I guess it's been revised somewhat down to 2.2 million, 2.5. Who knows where it ends up? But in any event, I guess if there's a common theme, it relates to tamping down the wealthy. That would be the theme that I guess I could put on it. But in any event, it's like so many things discussed by the progressives. There's a certain segment of our society that they feel like has been privileged and has allowed you to create massive amounts of wealth compared to some. And so the overall tenor of this tax act is to take money from the wealthy to somewhat redistribute or to make it fairer, if you will, for the lower wage earners, let's say, or those that don't have as much wealth. And it's interesting, the perspective, and it's kind of it's hard to understand how what the rationale is at times, because the very people that they try to help, it appears, will probably be hurt further by seeking to punish the successful in our society and in our country. And so I just, at times, it makes you wonder if they have never stepped back and taken a look at what is really going on with the outcomes that they're projecting. But in any event, I guess let's take a look at, I'm going to go through some of the changes, and I'm going to hit the highlights here, because I really want to try to look at issues that might affect our clients. You know, there's a whole raft of provisions that I think you would throw into the context of the social safety net. Those are all fine and dandy, and as I read an article earlier this week, it was I can't remember who it was, but no doubt it wasn't a progressive website, but in any event, the gentleman was basically stating the obvious, which is, you know, you're telling me I deserve all these things, and I'm not sure what I've done to deserve them. And, you know, it's you know, the various safety net issues, all the tax credits for dependents for children, child care workers, payroll tax credit for child care workers, that's a new credit. Caregiver expenses, that's a new credit. Education, I deserve free college, I deserve a guaranteed wage. And I thought the perspective of the article was interesting. This was a party that theoretically qualified or said he did, but he was just trying to figure out what did I do? I can't remember what I must have done that makes me deserve all this stuff. And I think that's part of the issue with the social safety net is I think it's wonderful. If money grew on trees, this is great. Let's give even more away, right? The problem is it doesn't grow on trees. It takes taxes typically from earnings to pay for these provisions. And, that is something that does not come easy. And I think that's part of the problem. We've got people in Congress that are of an age where they've only lived through the most prosperous times in the history of our country, and everything has been provided, and now they're in a position of legislative power at least, and they want to further that scenario where, the government, it's always the government should do this, the government should pay for that, and not realizing that the government is the people, it's us, and we've got to come up with the extra income or the extra investment, et cetera, to produce these things. But in any event, the line in the sand, if there is one, that's the common theme throughout this legislation, appears to be a level of 400,000 or 450 in some cases, where if you're over that threshold, you've got a bullseye on your back, and it's even less than that on some provisions. You may not be getting taxed, but you're being prohibited from certain types of activities or investments, or if you do it, you're risking a significant penalty. So keep that 400,000, 450,000, it's between those two numbers for most of the provisions that will likely not affect you if that's the case. And again, there are some exceptions. In any event, let's see here. If we start, after we get through, I'm going to skip most of these credits. I'm going to go directly to the brackets on capital gains. Capital gains would be something that will affect. Well, I guess before that, let's look at just the individual married filing joint or married filing single, married filing separately, head of household. Those tax brackets, generally, the 39.6% rate that we had before the TCJA, the 2017 Tax Act, is restored. So that puts the cap or the maximum bracket for an individual that's making over, let's say, $400,000, or for a single person, $450,000 for married filing joint, back up to the max of 40% or 39.6%. And then when you add net investment income tax, the 3.8% we would often refer to as the Obamacare tax, that puts you into the low 40s. And that's assuming you live in a state like the great state of Texas that doesn't yet have an income tax. Then I guess 39.6 plus the 3.8, if it applies, would be your top. Capital gains rates are going to get increased. The 20% level, which occurs after approximately those same 450,000 limits, 400 for single, 450 for married filing joint, 425 for head of household, that top rate of 20% becomes 25, and it applies the date the bill is introduced. So it won't be retroactive, at least not based on the current draft. And again, understand that everything we're talking about is a draft provision, and the congressmen and the House and the Senate are pretty crafty on how they get a bill in place that prevents or forbids changes. And unfortunately, the Senate has progressed to a point on the current bill that's now just released by the House that there will be no markup. In other words, there's no more committee discussion that'll happen in the Senate. It'll go back for whatever we end up with out of the House here, which I believe has gone through. Well, let's see. I'm not sure if it has gone through markup. I think it has. But bottom line is the Senate will vote up or down on this piece of legislation at some point. There's not going to be the ability to go back in and change provisions, which it's unbelievable that we're talking about spending $3.5 trillion without a little more inputs and a little more debate over how that money is going to get spent. I mean, it's just amazing to me, and I guess a lot of other people feel the same way, but it was designed that way. You can count on it. As far as the net investment income tax, the 3.8% sliver, i.e. the Obamacare tax, it's actually been expanded, and this is an interesting, again, it's in my mind, it's significant overreach to expand its coverage to include income derived in the ordinary course of a trade or business for high-income taxpayers. That's crazy, meaning that net investment income tax, that's the name of the provision, is now going to apply if you're a high-income earner, again, more than... Okay, this threshold for married filing joint is 500,000, head of households 400, singles 400. But if you've got a trade or business, you're a consultant, you're a realtor, you're a CPA, attorney, etc., and you're working for yourself essentially, if you have more than, you know, $500,000 of net taxable income, you now will have that income, the excess of that income, thrown into the bucket that we calculate the net investment income tax on, which normally would be capital gains, interest, dividends. It would be investment income. So, again, that's just another angle that you've got to be aware of, and that's on top of other changes to the retirement plan area, et cetera. So, and then combined with that, when we're talking trade or business, the 20% pass-through deduction you may have encountered or had the benefit of with the 2017 Act is being taken away. There's a maximum, there's a cap under this new legislation that would cap the amount that you can qualify, and it's You know, you can't offset more than, I believe it's 250 under this new act, as opposed to, I don't think there was a, well, I guess there was. I can't remember what the cap was, but in any event, sounds like we're coming up on another break. Let's take a break again. If you have questions, 281-558-5738.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
When it's time to replace a roof, some people put it off until an emergency arises. This is Deb Tejada from Tejas Roofing, your Houston roofing company. I understand. People tell me it's way too complicated and too expensive.
Our customers tell us they wish they would have done it sooner.
I hear it all the time. Once the roof is replaced, they wonder why they waited so long, because it's really not that complicated. We show up on time, we quote you a fair price, we replace most roofs in just one day. At Tejas Roofing, we take pride in making the process easy.
The cleanup is phenomenal. People always comment that it looks like we were never there. And now those customers sleep better at night knowing your new roof has been installed correctly.
When you know you need a new roof, don't put it off. Call me now, Deb Tejada at Tejas Roofing, 281-251-0304. Estimates are free, 281-251-0304. When you need roofing repairs, a new roof, or remodeling, call us at Tejas Roofing, 281-251-0304.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. When the whole world changed, we developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
To learn more, go to children.org/help today.
We want people of honor and integrity representing us in Congress. We want people that have to live by the same rules we do.
I uphold the Constitution. That's what I want.
I have a new grandchild, and I want her to have the same America as I had growing up.
As a veteran, I am sick and tired of somebody apologizing for what we've done in our country.
An independent voice for conservative opinions. AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross. We were talking about some of the proposed draft language in the House Ways and Means Committee bill that was released this week. And, you know, one, we were talking about some of the business provisions that affect individuals. It's still hard to believe. And by the way, I mean, I'm going to go through here in a few minutes, I'm going to go through all the reasons why this bill will not pass, I think, in its current state. But I want to just hit a few more of the real gotchas, or the opportunities, I guess, as you might look at them. I mean, let's face it, tax rates and tax rules are kind of like the stock market, in the sense that if you understand the provisions to operate under, to execute under the tax code, which is kind of what we focus on, is helping you decide which provisions of the code to utilize, since there's far more sections of the Internal Revenue Code that deal with how to avoid tax, not evade, avoid, very careful choice of term, versus how you're going to get taxed. And when you look at some of the shelters that are built into the tax code, real estate is certainly one, but you know, the insurance industry has significant ways to shelter your income. And I think a lot of people think about insurance as kind of being a, you know, it's one of those things, you got to have it, but nobody enjoys paying for it. And yet, I think I can show you some strategies that not only guarantee an income stream, but if the policy coverage hits on multiple cylinders, like, for instance, with some index universal life coverage, we could not only get a cash value, we get a death value, of course, and then we have the ability for little or no cost to tack on a long-term health care rider or a chronic illness rider, where all of a sudden that insurance policy becomes longevity risk mitigation and tax rate mitigation, because the dollars that we pull out of that policy they're not just not taxed, they're not even reported. There's not even a 1099-R. And so when you realize, and that's just one example, but the Internal Revenue Code is chock full of shelters that relate to insurance products. And it's hard to believe how one industry could corner, if you will, the tax shelter market. But boy, is there some good stuff. And, you know, when you look at the history of life insurance companies, when you talk about guaranteed income, of course, I like to say, well, there's no such thing as a guarantee. Well, let me tell you, there's never been a major failure in our lifetime of an insurance company, and insurance companies know how to assess risk and manage risk better than anybody in the world. And it's not to say that there can't be a failure, but I'm just telling you, you know, real estate is something I'm a huge fan of, huge proponent of. I own real estate myself, all multifamily now. I used to have a bunch of single family properties. I understand the metrics on both single family, multifamily. Strongly encourage all my listeners to invest in real estate. But I'm going to tell you, as good as real estate is, it doesn't come with a, quote, guarantee. And I understand what all the gurus and mentors are going to say. And I'm just suggesting diversification of your assets, along with some that have a guarantee, even if it's from an insurance company, is a good thing to put alongside your real estate. And if you're generating great cash flows with real estate, in most cases not currently taxed, in other words, there's loss provisions due to depreciation and other issues where, you know, your property may be generating cash flow, but it's not taxable income. And if you can take some of that money and put it into some of the insurance products that give you longevity risk mitigation and tax rate risk mitigation, you've got the best of both worlds. And we understand how to do that. We work with our clients that understand the benefits. They're headed towards retirement. They want to get down into the lowest, if not zero, tax brackets. And we can show you how to do that. And in large measure, it's going to involve some insurance product or annuities, et cetera. And I just, you know, again, I understand the hesitation. Nobody likes paying for insurance. I get that. And if you can adjust your thinking to where you're not paying for insurance, you're paying for risk mitigation on multiple fronts, all of a sudden these insurance strategies look very appealing. So anyway, I'll get off my insurance product rant and suggest that we all should take a look at doing more of that as it fits with our real estate. We've got the best of both worlds if we do that. In any event, one big change that we knew was coming, you know, Biden had run on this I don't know about large measure, but he made it well known that he was going after the wealthy and including the estate tax and gift tax provisions. And as you may recall, the TCJA, the 2017 Act, or what some people refer to as the Trump Tax Act, doubled the basic exclusion amount, you know, the lifetime credits for gift and estate from $5 million, I believe it was, in 2011 dollars, to $10 million. And that was a significant amount of money that you could exclude or take advantage of an exemption for the amount of money you did not have to pay state tax on. So that's going back to the pre-TCJA tax level or exemption level of $5 million, which it was set to do anyway, and that's $5 million in 2011 dollars. I keep forgetting to say that. So it's higher now due to the indexing, but it's going to go back to the previous level, which it was set to do anyway, January 1 of 2026. So not a big surprise that same as with the individual tax brackets we just went over, those rates were going to reset back to the previous levels on 1/1/2026, unless Congress acted to continue or to change the rate. So we're just accelerating what was coming anyway. And so this means that planning all of a sudden becomes a little bit more important for folks that didn't really think of themselves as being wealthy with, needing the full $11 million, 2011 numbers again, exemption. And so now you've got more of a reason to plan. You still may not be affected. I know a lot of our clients, if you look at it today, they wouldn't be. But if you go forward 30 years between earnings or wealth accumulation, inflation, et cetera, they probably will be faced with some opportunities for planning, although now is probably the time to start doing that as opposed to waiting. There's going to be, and I'm not going to get into details because, again, a lot of this stuff will never see the light of day, but if you're using grantor trust and several other types of trust, by the way, and trusts are wonderful, great entities for many reasons for you to manage your future and have control over how your assets are dispersed, either while you're still alive or after you've passed. And boy, a lot, if you're using any trust at all, those strategies need to be re-looked at if this passes, because there's going to be, again, the overall intention here is, I'm going to say, to punish the wealthy. I think some people would say, well, gee, Nathan, that's a strong word. Well, I don't know how else to look at it or to take it when, you know, you're looking at taking money from people that have been successful. I mean, it's crazy. And we'll be talking about the retirement plan provisions here momentarily, and I think you'll see what I'm referring to. And you'll probably think like I do that, boy, this is an extreme overreaction to a few people that have managed to take full advantage of legal rules that Congress put in place, presumably to encourage the very activity that's resulted. But for some reason, the current Congress feels like, we didn't really mean for you to do what we said you could do back when. And they're out to not just change the rule. They want to force money to be paid back into the Treasury by forcing distributions here over the next several years. But in any event, let's move on. In fact, I think now is probably as good a reason as any to look at some of the retirement rules. Contribution limits for taxpayers with large balances, and I'm going to try to give you some numbers here. I know these numbers just kind of run together, but if you've got more than $10 million in your IRA or your 401 trust, et cetera, there's a number of different plans that would fit this category. You've got to make, first of all, you cannot add any additional contributions if you have this excessive balance. This is effective after 12/31/21. And by the way, the effective dates in this legislation or proposed legislation are all over the board. So you've really got to understand what you're dealing with specifically on each provision. Let's stop right here, and we'll come back after the break and talk about a few of these retirement plan limits in the last segment. Again, if you want to ask a question or get a thought in, feel free to call 281-558-5738.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Dan, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Brian, and we're honored to have you on KSEB AM 700 in Houston.
Governor, so many people sit outside border states and want to tell us what you think. The polls show Texas is about 50-50 on building a wall. Where do you stand?
I'm all in because I know the fact, and I know it's not a manufactured crisis. It's a manufactured cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
The Brian Kilmeade Radio Show, every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on AM 700 KSEB.
Listen 24 hours a day on the radio or download our KSEV mobile app today. You can also listen online at ksevradio.com. Listening 24 hours a day makes listening better than ever. That's why we say you get it all. Great talk, news, weather, and traffic. AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. Once again, we're entering the final segment of the show. Before I get into these changes to the retirement plan area, I wanted to just visit some statistics to give you some idea of what's gotten the attention of, Senator Ron Wyden is the party behind most of these rules. So, you know, Senator Wyden is a Democratic senator from Washington. I'm sorry. Let's see, is he Washington or Oregon? I can't remember. I believe he's Oregon. So, in any event, yes, he is Democrat from Oregon. So, it really bothers Mr. Wyden that a number of Americans have used the rules that Congress put in place more than a few years ago. Some of the rules have been loosened as of late. The concept of the mega Roth backdoor contribution, that's typically a 401. Well, it is. It's a 401 planning technique we use. There's also a mega backdoor, or I'm sorry, there's also a Roth backdoor IRA. It's much less in amount. But in any event, the numbers of people that have these tools, let's see, mega Roth accounts, 15 billion is held by 156 Americans. That's really the camp that the rules are seeking to go after. And then the recent data shows the number of Americans with traditional and Roth IRAs worth over a $5 million balance tripled to more than 28,000 between 2011 and 2019. Now, 28,000 is not a lot of people to have more than $5 million in value. In the overall scheme of things, this is a peanut. Let me take a break just for a second. I've got a caller. Steve from Galveston is calling. Steve, how are you doing today?
Hi, Nathan. I just had a question. I have about $750,000 in a 401k, and I'm thinking about taking it out to buy some real estate. And I heard you talk about the 401 trust. Now, is there a way I can, so I don't have to pay the penalty in the tax, is there a way I can take it out into a 401 trust, but the money from the investment actually go into my pocket?
Well, I say that last question, you broke up on me. Is there a way I could take the money and then I heard your own pocket? That's not a good outcome, by the way.
Yeah, in order to retire, I need to have that money come into my pocket from the investment.
Oh, I see. From the real estate. Well, the answer is yes, but not directly. In other words, when you purchase an asset or you invest in a partnership that purchases real estate, the account itself, the solo K, 401K, whatever you would like to call it, the marketing term is solo K. The Internal Revenue Code refers to a trust created pursuant to Section 401. That's the verbiage I use. And so if I buy that piece of real estate directly with my 401 funds or an IRA, you could do this either way. There's different ramifications depending on your facts. The money comes back to that account, and then you can take distributions, at which point you're going to pay tax. And so the strategy, Steve, for people that are younger, and I don't know, you sound like a relatively young guy. What are you, mid-50s or so?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay. Not, by the way, not bad over a cell phone from halfway around the world, right? That's
right.
Interesting. I picked up on that. In any event, you know, our clients typically are not retiring tomorrow, or I say retiring, they're not looking to pull the money out. And the beauty of the 401 trust is it's the only vehicle, the IRA does not have this luxury, where you can invest in real estate that has leverage. There are lenders that will loan money to your 401 account, or you join a partnership that goes and takes down a 300-unit apartment building. And it's the only structure you can invest in that fashion with debt that does not pay a current tax from the account for taxable income, provided it's passive real estate or it's real estate held for investment. So let's talk about what you're thinking. Are you thinking of buying a property outright, own it 100%, or are you thinking about investing in one of the syndicated private, what I call REPs, real estate private partnership syndications, buying apartments or something of that nature? What's your thoughts on
how
you would use it?
It would be apartments, and I would do it as a syndicate.
Okay.
My advisors say you can't put the money in your pocket and buy hamburgers with it, and I'm trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Well, you can if you're ready to pay the tax, but again, at 55 or whatever year you're less than 59 and a half, generally you're going to pay tax and you're going to pay penalty at that point. And so which again, try that with your 401k at your big company employer. You can't take money out. I mean, there's some exceptions, but I'm saying the general rule, you're not the trustee of that plan. And I don't know, do you work for somebody now? Are you self-employed? What do you do?
I work for somebody now, one of the big companies in Houston. If I roll it into a 401 trust, was my thought, and there's enough money there that a syndicate could retire me. I would do then is I'd only pull out as much from the trust as I need to live on and minimize the taxes.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you just hit on something. You said a syndicator could probably retire you. And that is different, I believe, than what your options are under that existing employer plan. That's the reason you're calling. And you hit the nail on the head. That's what we do with clients that approach us about this strategy. And even at 55, now if you call the HR department at Exxon or whoever it is you work for, they're going to tell you, well, gee, Steve, you've either got to get old like Nathan, you've got to get to 59 and a half, I'm a couple years past that now, before you can take your money under the terms of our plan, or you've got to quit your job, which you may not be ready to do from a cash flow standpoint, right? Either way, then you've got the ability to take your funds. Well, we know of another technique that they don't understand typically, and they won't explain it. Are you married, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Okay, happily?
Yes, very happily.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I need to know before I tell you you might consider the strategy, because if you're not happily married, the last thing I'm going to tell you to do is repartition your assets over to an unhappy spouse. But assuming you're happily married, you live in the great state of Texas, after thanking the good Lord that you are in the state of Texas, you can execute a legal strategy that in the layman's terms would be thought of as a post-nuptial agreement, post being the critical word, not pre. And through that process, we can repartition your assets at the company 401k plan into your better half's control vis-a-vis a 401 trust. No penalty, no tax. And you can go to town. You and she can become the co-trustees. You decide who, when, where, how much to invest in, and control your life with regard to your hard-earned retirement dollars, as opposed to being limited to mutual funds, index funds, stocks, maybe a REIT. If you call Fidelity or whoever your company's plan administrator is and say, well, I want to invest in real estate, they're going to say, well, we have these REIT investments, real estate investment trusts that you can participate in. That's their idea of investing in real estate. That's not what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Are you a member of any of the local real estate mentor groups like Lifestyles or Total Wealth Academy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. And you don't want to identify which one, I take it.
Not right now.
Okay,
though,
well,
if I tell you this, everybody know who I am. Is
okay.
But I might become a widow.
Okay, I got it. Well, I've been a member of both. I was a vendor. I was the first vendor at Lifestyles before there was a vendor program, so I know these programs well. I understand how they work. I will help you fully exploit whichever one you care to join, because otherwise you're the one that might get exploited. And I say that a little facetiously. It's just they're more concerned about their wealth than your wealth in most cases, and we'll help with that. So I would suggest you go to the website, fill out our intake form, Steve. I'm happy, complimentary, to assess your situation and tell you how we could work with you. I'll even show you the next 30 years of executing that 401 trust with your dollars, your definition of retirement, and timing, which is something that most of the folks that talk about retiring you in 2.5 years won't do. They don't ever ask how much money you've got or how you define retirement. We'll not only ask it, we will show you the answers in a one-page summary that will be pretty enlightening, I believe, to you. And I do that for no charge, because it's something I understand intimately. And I also understand how these private syndications work. I'm sorry, go ahead, say it again, Steve.
I said that sounds good. I'll definitely do that.
Well, do that, and then once you submit it, it doesn't take me long. Go schedule a call. There's a schedule a call link right next to that intake form link, and be happy to go through it with you and explain your future. And I'm telling you, you're thinking absolutely correctly. You're our typical mid-50-year-old that realizes he or she are probably behind on retirement savings. And only by keeping that extra 30% in tax in your control that you would otherwise pay if it were an IRA, or if you were investing outside the partnership, or outside your retirement plan, can you catch up and literally double your throughput over the next X number of years? I mean, typically 10, 15 years is what I would tell you that doubling can occur. But, hey, depending on how much money you got, you may already be retired. I get a lot of folks that they just don't have their funds positioned right. And you very astutely have identified real estate private partnership syndications as an asset class that can get you there. So congratulations on making that assessment. You're absolutely correct. But anyway, well, listen, fill out the forms, and again, happy to coordinate with you, and we'll at least show you what can happen, and then you can. You're a smart guy, Steve. You'll understand the math. It's only math. That's all it is.
All right.
So
all right. Anyway. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Okay, let me get back. I'm run out of time again. I've got about a minute left here, and we're going to pick this up next week. But, there we go. There's the music. Okay, well, we're going to come back next week and pick up with these retirement plan changes. And I just generally want to say again, keep that $400,000 mark in mind. A lot of changes if you're over $400,000. And annual income. Even when I talk about retirement plan balances, the draft legislation is keying the test on whether you get punished punitively tax-wise with these new provisions. If you're under $400,000, a lot of life continues as normal. If you're above it, there's going to be some changes to the way you think, the way you invest, and the way you execute your financial future. Shoot me an email. I know some people don't like speaking on the radio, and I know this because I get emails every week after the show. So anyway, we look forward to next week, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.